This is Hal Camillo speaking to you from the Jackson County Sheriff's Department here in downtown Pascagoula, where this morning we had an interrogation or interview with two of the gentlemen that reportedly sighted and were taken aboard a UFO late last night in the Goche area. These two men are still being interrogated, and we have with us Sheriff Fred Diamond. And Sheriff Diamond, could you tell us what took place this morning?
Well, shortly after 8 o'clock last night, these gentlemen were overfishing here just north of the Pascagoula River Bridge on the East River. And they sighted this object coming down, and it landed approximately 2 feet off the ground. It never touched the ground, and two creatures came out and carried the men aboard. One of the men passed out and from excitement. One of them never did pass out, and there was no chairs, no nothing much ending the object. They were weightless at the time that they were in the spacecraft. They were very excited. They don't want to be interviewed at this time. At the present time, they're in Rapid City River Hospital to be checked out.
This is what we understand, Sheriff Diamond, that the two gentlemen, Charles Hickson and Calvin Parker, are being checked out for radiation at this time. Now, we noticed this morning, of course, you interrogated these two gentlemen last night here at the Jackson County Sheriff's Department. You called them. Why did you call them back in this morning?
We wanted to get more information about exactly just what's taking place.
I understand, Sheriff Diamond, that the youngest man, 18 years old, I believe, Calvin Parker, is still in quite a bit of state of shock.
And that's very, very much true. He's still very, very upset.
Sheriff Diamond, we understand both these gentlemen work at the Johnny Walker Shipyard. They both reported to work this morning, if I'm correct, and you had them come to the Sheriff's Department here from their job.
That's right. We had them come over. We had several news people here wanted to interview them, but due to the advice of the attorney, they only wanted to release this information to the right governmental authority.
All right, this is something I want to ask Sheriff Diamond, if you know that we have a local attorney here representing these two men. He made the statement this morning before they would let the two men out of the car that no publicity would be given at that time, and you just got through talking to the men again. Their attorney has advised that there will be no interviewing because the men, according to the attorney, are still in a state of shock, especially the young boy. But could you tell us why they felt they needed an attorney?
This attorney represented the company that they work for, and they were working through his legal advice. This same object that was supposed to have picked these two men up was spotted about 4 to 5 minutes earlier up near the Van Cleef area. It was also spotted by two or three people in Pascagoula.
In other words, Sheriff Diamond, you've had, I know we talked to Deputy Glenn Ryder earlier this morning. There have been quite a few reports of this UFO in our area, and approximately at the same time that these two men have stated that they were taken aboard.
That's very true. They even give us a description of the character creatures or characters, whichever we might want to call them, that was aboard the craft. They give a good description of them. They seemed to be around 5 foot tall. They were real wrinkled and had sharp ears, sharp nose, and their mouth was very near the end of the nose. They were horrible creatures from the description we got from them.
All right, Sheriff Diamond, these two men, as you mentioned, are on the way to the Singing River Hospital for radiation tests. What will happen after they leave the hospital?
That I don't know. They want to get with the right authorities, which would be the governmental authorities, and go over this with them before they give any release to any news media.
Sheriff Diamond, I asked Glenn Ryder this morning, and it seems to me that we haven't had a chance, of course, to talk to the two men themselves, but everybody that we have talked to that have talked to the men tend to believe their story. How about you?
Yes, sir. I definitely believe their story. I have no reason to believe it.
I want to ask you this, Sheriff Diamond. We're not too sure on the time. It happened, I believe, early yesterday evening, say around 7:30 or 8. Why did the men wait so long in reporting the incident?
They didn't know who to report it to. They first wanted to go for the newspaper and it wasn't by the newspaper, and it was already closed, so they immediately left there and came here. It happened shortly after 8 o'clock, and they were in the sheriff's office here around 9 or around 5 minutes from 9.
Well, I understand. We had a report earlier this morning that it was around 11 or 11:15, but it was earlier than that.
Yes, it was around 8 o'clock last night is when this happened, and they were in the sheriff's office around 5 minutes till 9.
Sheriff Diamond, did they describe the outward appearance of the ship itself?
No, sir, only the blue light. It had a glowing blue light, and that's what got their attention. At the time they saw the light, the craft was almost on top of it. It landed about 25 feet from where the men were fishing, and it seemed to just draw the men to the craft.
All right, Sheriff Diamond, you said after they do leave the Singing River Hospital, their next object is to report to possibly a governmental agency. Do you know for sure where they will be going or who they will talk to?
No, sir, I don't. I imagine they will probably, a governmental agency will meet them here at the sheriff's office.
In other words, they'll come down here to meet with them. Did we have a lie detector test?
We do have one, but at this time they were so upset they didn't want to take it.
All right, thank you very much.
I've agreed to take a lie detector test, even in Jackson.
In other words, they have no qualms about taking the test whenever you specify.
Both of them will take it. We will take a test to prove that their story is true, and I definitely believe these men.
I believe I heard one, Sheriff Diamond, as they first arrived here in your office, I think it was the young one, the 18-year-old man, said he was willing to take the test even last night.
That's very true, very true. And he got very emotional up here this morning, as you know. Well, you wasn't in, you didn't see that part, but these boys were coming true.
I noticed, especially, we keep talking about the 18-year-old, and I imagine, of course, this would be quite an experience for any age person. But we were talking to Glenn Ryder a while ago, and he said that the 18-year-old young man had only been down here for about 2 weeks. I believe he's from Jones County, and he is really upset by the situation.
That's true. I got a call from his mother about 4 to 5 minutes ago wanting to talk to him, and he's not even in the condition to talk to his mother at this time. They're going to the hospital, and I think they will give them something to quieten them down.
And as you stated, Sheriff Diamond, that you did have quite a few reports this morning coming in from other sightings from people in the different areas here in Jackson County.
Yes, sir. It was spotted more in Harrison County than it has been in Jackson County. They've been spotting this thing in Harrison County for over 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
But up until about a week ago, I hadn't had any reports of it being spotted in Jackson County.
Sheriff Diamond, have you seen any?
No, sir, I haven't.
Going to be looking though, aren't you?